After a roughly 7-month search, Unalaska's health clinic has hired a new CEO. Melanie Tierra will start work September 1st after moving with her family from Michigan. That's according to interim CEO Will Rogers.
She's had experience in Alaska. She was actually a member of the board of the Alaska Primary Care Association when she was here the last time.
Rogers says that isn't the only good news for Iluluk Family and Health Services. The nonprofit clinic also finished fiscal year 2019 in the black, despite concerns that it wouldn't make payroll in the spring.
We're in fairly good shape financially. We finished our fiscal year June 30th, and pre-audit numbers would indicate that we're in the black. We've moved from losing 400-some thousand to having close to 200,000.
Rogers credits the financial reversal in large part to an emergency grant from the city of Unalaska. In April, the city council voted unanimously to lend $500,000 to the clinic, which requested help after projecting its 9th deficit in 10 years.
The city has been very generous in loaning some money to get over a rough period here.
Rogers says the loan is helping the clinic to stabilize its inconsistent cash flow, while the organization continues long-term efforts to improve its financial strategy. That includes reducing its use of short-term locum providers, working through the kinks in its new billing system, and building its partnership with the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association. The clinic is also receiving help in the form of a large donation. American Seafoods Group has donated $125,000 to help pay for ultrasound equipment, vital signs monitors, and communication systems for electronic patient records. Valentina Zacrone is Chief Human Resources Officer for the seafood company, which operates 6 fishing vessels from Dutch Harbor. She says their seasonal workers rely on the clinic.
It is a very, very sizable donation. I think it truly reflects our recognition of the fact that the clinic is critically important to the vitality and well-being of the island.
Rogers says the donation will replace equipment that was purchased in 2002. It will also help the nonprofit update its systems without dipping into its still stabilizing operating budget.
We've hit that positive bottom line, but we don't have enough to take care of these needs for replacement and new equipment. So that's exciting to be able to have that kind of support in the community.
Rogers' last day at the clinic will be September 13th. He began as interim CEO after James Keck left in February.